what I like.
Q105.
I like the Denny Shavy Show. That's what I like. 844, Denny and the girls hanging out with you on Q105. Forecast today, cloudy with rain, boo-hoo, high of 65. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 72. Saturday, warmer, 77. Spotty sun. We also might get a little rain shower activity on Saturday, so whatever. But look at it this way. Hopefully, you're off work. Got a little extra day off on Monday because we're not going to be on Monday. We're voice tracking. We're joining the club. Just whatever. And just take the beginning of summer and just have some fun. There you go. Yep. All right. What are you in the chair that rocks now?
Yep. She's in a squeaky.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, we need to spray it. I sprayed that one over there and I made everybody sick because I sprayed it so hard.
Yeah. That was Remember a hard that? Spray, dude.
Yeah, but it worked.
We all
Did it
got
not work?
High.
Paul,
it was great.
You're in the squeaky chair, right?
I am no longer in the squeaky chair.
Because I sprayed it.
You did. You gave us all lung cancer,
like,
but it's fine.
I did. Just like I'm friendly as hell, I sprayed the hell out of that chair.
And sexy.
Rock around a little bit, Paul. Move a little.
Oh, see? Smooth as silk.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Susan.
I'm
so
the bad guy.
Let me bounce on
no,
top
you're
of
not.
You.
I just
and I'm fidgety too. So
yeah, but
always got
yeah, but your squeak
on,
doesn't irritate me like Paul's squeak.
Sitting in between you two while you're both bouncing is very entertaining. Could we do it again?
See, when Paul's
think
chair,
if I,
would,
had a, I really have
let me do
going.
This. There we go.
There we go.
Okay, you're gonna break the chair now.
Oh,
Paul.
Damn, I'm sorry.
Are we back on Facebook Live? Are people watching you jump up and down like you're riding a merry-go-round?
This is
oh, look at oh.
His that was very creepy.
It's oddly being weird being on top like
that. Yeah, well, there you go. Because nobody below you can take it.
No kidding. That's just
sorry.
Chitty.
All right. You said chitty, right?
I did. Yeah.
Okay, good.
As in bang bang.
Boy, those guys were good.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think they have a shot at breaking the record of most views on our Facebook Live?
I don't know. They might. That is like my favorite kid movie of all time.
Who's got the record? Is it Sylvania Southview?
Yes, yes, yes.
I believe it is, and it's like
it was Swanton. It was Swanton.
Yeah,
but nope,
yeah. But what do they have? Like 7,000 views, Sylvania.
Like that, yeah.
But the thing is why it took off when we did that one is because they were sharing it with all their friends, and then their friends would share it. So
right.
The school. This is a Croswell Opera House, so you know. I don't know. I think it's going to do pretty well though.
Get Sharon there, Adrian, Michigan. Adrian,
yeah, there you go.
Well, and they've redone the theater, so everybody wants to see.
Oh,
that
and I hear
too.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
That's
what
she says, huh?
Just from hearing that. Just that little bit, it makes me want to go.
Yeah, those are high-quality performers. There's no question. They were really good. I can't wait.
Somebody's saying the other people we had in here sucked?
No, I've never
didn't
been to
didn't that sound
the,
like that, Susie?
No, I've never been to the Croswell Opera House.
No,
so
sucko.
I didn't know what to expect, but now I'm excited.
Yeah. Those guys were good. The other people that have been in here, they were chitty, chitty, bang.
No, they were awesome,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
the
no, they were chitty, awesome chitty.
Too. But you can just tell.
They were chitty and chitty.
You can tell.
When they're not in school, they kept going, they got better and better.
Right,
that's what you're trying to
right,
say.
Right, exactly.
You're not saying that the high school kids we had.
No, those kids
no,
are great,
they were
too.
Awesome.
We have a lot of talent here.
Yeah, we do.
We have a lot of talent in this town. Except on radio. We're very,
yeah,
we're very
but they
average.
Used to have, when you guys were, because Susie, you're from here, did the high schools perform like our high schools do now? When you were in high school, because where'd you go to high school?
I went to Macaulay. Yeah, we had performances, but they were more plays. Not, I don't feel like we did a lot of singing,
like
musicals
type
oh,
stuff.
Oh, we had musicals. I was in the musical my senior year.
Were
Oliver.
They, I mean, were they legit? I mean, I went to a small school with all of 100 people, so I don't even know what that experience is like with high school.
Well, yeah,
they
no,
were.
It was as legit as you could be.
But now
you
it's know. Marketing and Facebook, and we never had that back in the day.
Yeah, now
well,
it's a
now
whole different deal.
They hire people.
Radio stations.
They hire,
oh, yeah.
They hire sets in and
oh, yeah, there's a lot more talent now. I mean, they take
that's
a
what
lot.
I mean.
People take it very, very serious.
Okay, so they did, okay, because I'm from a small town with a small school, so I never had that experience. And when we came here and I saw this sort of stuff, I'm like, wow, we really missed out.
Yeah. I was in Greece in high school.
You had enough people.
What was
to
your
do
character?
Greece?
Vince Fontaine, the radio DJ.
Oh, really?
Were you really?
Oh,
hey,
that's
the main
perfect.
Brain, Vince Fontaine, spinning the stacks of wax. I remember the whole darn
why
thing.
Did you, why
that.
Did you hold that gem from
know.
Us? You've been on the show. How long have you been here now? Year and a half?
Almost two, yeah, yeah.
September. It'll be 2 years.
September.
All right, this fall will be 2 years.
Yeah.
You
and you've been holding that one back.
I just didn't. We just never talked about musical. I remember the whole thing, like this whole intro.
But we've
on the
talked
radio.
About
well,
Greece.
It,
we talked about
well,
Greece.
You know what that means?
He's got to do it. We have to have a performance.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Well, he's on to something else. So we'll do. Well, I'll do.
But
it
maybe
something.
Next week we'll reenact it. You can
yeah,
set
we can
it
do that.
Up because mm-hmm.
we talked about Greece when it was on. Wasn't there the Greece live
oh, on TV,
thing on
yeah.
TV?
Yeah.
That would have been the perfect time to say, you know, I was in Greece in high school. And then go into your spiel.
And I killed that part.
Mm-hmm. I did too. I couldn't sing. So they said, all right, you're going to be Vince Fontaine.
Is that where you first developed your love for radio?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. In the stacks of wax here at the House of Wax.
He's still waiting to fall in love with radio. He's still on the fence. Oh, all right, 8:49. All right. Old-fashioned, old-school Battle of the Bands contest is coming to Toledo. And it's at Hollywood Casino.
Cool.
Ooh.
Cool.
That is going to be a really cool event. So if you are in a band or your kid's in a band or whatever, you have until June 7th at midnight. That's the cutoff date. You post it, and then I guess, I don't know, they take whoever. There must be somebody.
10 finalists are going to be chosen, yep.
By whoever, somebody here at the station or Cumulus or however it's going to work. This is a Cumulus thing. And then they'll bring them in, and then they'll have the Battle of the Bands, and the winner will get 6 paid performances at Hollywood Casino.
Oh, my.
$5,000 in cash. 1 4-song EP from the Mohawk Studio.
Ooh, they're going to record them.
Wow, this is legit.
Yeah.
This is very,
right now,
very
there's only
cool.
2 entries.
And we have lots
and you
of
can people. Go and listen yep. to them, and you know, all the details are at Q1055.com.
So for something like this, do the bands just do covers, or do they do their
it
own
can
thing?
Be
like, what's the appropriate way to
The ones
it?
I listened to were not covers. It was their own music.
Okay.
So
whatever they think will.
I don't know what the rules are.
Submit your best work.
You have to go through the rules. I can't imagine, you know,
you definitely
have
to be 21 or over.
Got to be 21 or over for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Everybody in your band. And I hear that there is a Beastie Boys tribute band that is hovering right now around this contest.
Yeah. Really?
And they're very, very good.
Okay.
And they might be throwing their act in.
Okay.
For being the Battle of the Bands.
Well, they're going to fight for their right to, you know.
Yeah.
Partay.
Yeah. I love the fact that it's at the casino, too.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Oh, they've got the room. Cool. They've got the sound. They got everything for it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Q1055.com. That's where you can sign in. All the information is right there. All right. 419-240-1055 to play along on the show. Susie was poo-pooing this earlier, and I want to bring this one back to talk about Lucas County officers. Are now going to start pulling people over if they see your cell phone in your hand.
It sounds good.
Okay, they couldn't do that before. Now they can.
I know, it sounds good.
When you're sitting at the light here at Vernon Airport,
yeah.
Look around, and I guarantee you at least one person at that light will be looking at their phone.
Right.
When a cop sees that now, he can pull them over and give them a ticket. Couldn't do that before.
What are they calling it that enables them to do that?
Well,
martial law.
Yeah. No. No, that's what's coming. That's what's coming.
Thank you, Paul. That's why I was kind of.
TPD Chief George Crawl is warning all drivers to be prepared to be pulled over if your phone is out while you're at the wheel. They've legally found a way to pull drivers over for this event, and they started so yesterday. So they're already doing it. Has anybody gotten a ticket? I'd like to know how much it is. They don't say how much that ticket is. 419-240-1055. They pull you over for using your phone while driving, and here's what they call it. They're citing you for operation in willful or wanton disregard of the safety of persons or property.
Okay.
Holy moly.
Fair enough. So that was a law that was already on the books.
Yeah, on the books.
This is falling into that category.
Correct. Officers only need to prove that the driver was distracted. In other words, they could see the cell phone in their hand, and their hands were not on the wheel, and that is considered distracting.
Okay.
And they can write you a ticket because they say it only takes split seconds to cause an accident because you're looking at your damn phone. It's so dangerous. Put it right up there with drinking and driving, according to Chief Crow.
Will this apply as well, or does this already apply to people that are eating a hamburger while they're driving?
I suppose you probably could under that, but when you're taking a bite, you're not usually looking at your burger. Your eyes are still on the road when you're eating. You're sipping a coffee.
Yeah.
Your eyes are still on the road.
Okay.
When you got your phone up, you're looking away from your windshield. So
okay.
And maybe if the cop's in a bad mood. Having a bad day,
maybe
he hasn't
could.
Hit his quota.
Sure.
So I suppose you could go down that road. But it's not just Toledo. It's the State Highway Patrol. It's Sylvania. It's White House. It's Waterville. It's the University of Toledo Police Department.
That's great.
And they got to be doing it in Michigan, too. I can't imagine that Michigan is not going to do this, too, because
you know,
this is a revenue. This is a cash cow that they're missing out on. They really are. I don't know if Michigan has the same law as Ohio, but...
And it's needed and legit.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh,
I mean, even
yeah.
if it weren't a cash cow,
yeah.
it's still necessary.
Oh,
like the speeding, or the speeding
speed
or the
cameras,
red, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, those suck.
That doesn't always feel like it's helping. It feels like it is a cash cow.
No, that
more.
Is a cash grab. This right here, actually, it's both. It's a cash grab that is worth it because it actually will save lives.
Right. I feel like, yeah.
Because if there's nobody around you and you're speeding through one of the speeding camera things, you're not putting anybody in danger.
Right.
That's a cash grab.
Right.
This one here, doesn't matter where you are.
Or if you're 8 miles over the speed limit and a camera catches it. I mean,
a secondary offense, it was. The texting statute meant cops couldn't pull you over unless you were weaving or speeding or something else. It was
sure.
a secondary. Now it's a primary.
I love that.
Because you're putting other people, they're at risk. You know, it's just stupid. A vehicle traveling 40 miles an hour will go nearly 100 yards in 5 seconds. And the average person will look down for 5 seconds before they look back
yep.
up. Statistics show drivers are 23 times more likely to crash if they're texting. Yeah. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie, you're on the queue. What you got?
Hey, I was just over here on Jackman and Eleanor.
Yeah.
Taking my grandbaby to the babysitter's.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, this car was swerving. And I was looking. It looked like someone was smacking a kid around. All of a sudden, the door flung open and a foot was hanging out. I was like, what the heck? So I called 911, and finally five other people called 911 to get the license plate because the bus kind of turns a corner so I couldn't see the plate. It really scared the hell out of me.
Just now?
Wow. This just
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, just now.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were right in front of you.
Yeah.
And where was this?
Over there
Jackman
in Jackman
and
Eleanor.
No, what's that little school that's over there? It's an elementary school. I want to say, is it
Jackman
Larchmont?
Rabbit,
no.
Rabbit.
Is it Larchmont?
I'm not sure which one over there. It was just, it happened right there in front of the Educare as they were crossing towards, we're heading towards Kroger's there.
Wow.
That is very bizarre. I hope everything's okay.
Me too. I was on my way to the babysitter's and then the bus turned off so I couldn't get the license plate. But
what do you mean the bus?
I stayed online with 911 so the lady said, hey, somebody just called in and got the plate, so we're cool.
So they got the plate. So it was a car.
Yeah.
And then the bus turned in front of you so you couldn't stay with them.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Oh, okay. Mm. Wow, that's scary.
Yeah. And
right.
Kid's foot hanging out the door. When the door swung open, I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Makes you wonder what's going on. When you
yeah.
yeah.
The kid
wow.
was just
I couldn't even tell if it was a mom or a dad or what person was, because it looked like they were hitting the kid in the passenger side.
Oh,
come on.
Awesome.
It's not even 9 a.m. Don't start this stuff.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Wait till the afternoon for that. All right, Stephanie. Well, pray for that family because
yeah.
that's horrible.
You have a good day, y'all.
You too, darling. Bye-bye. Look at that, y'all.
Thank you, fine
All
citizen.
Of a sudden, we just went back down to Atlanta there for a minute. And we're back. All right, 8:57, final on the show coming your way. Stuff and or things.
Nice.
Yeah, we
I
like that. But first, Denny Schaefer Appliance Center Home Store, Ohio's largest furniture and appliance store, and they also offer appliance service and repair. They have their own techs that they train, not some subcontractor. So if you have an appliance that's not running the way you want it to, call them at 419-PAY-LESS. Tell them Denny Schaefer sent you. Here's what you get. 60% off your service call with a repair. If you decide it's too far gone, you want to buy a new appliance, they'll give you $175 in AC Rewards money that you can use in the store. But you got to mention my name. You can check them out online at shopac.com.